What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia firemen and their families gathered at the Fireman's Hall Museum in Old City to honor those who died in the devastating Gulf Oil refinery fire on the Schuylkill River 50 years ago. KYW's Sheridan Howard was there and spoke with the last living survivor.
Today we will be honoring our fallen heroes.
The only living survivor, yes. Burns at 26% of my body.
Firefighter David Schofield was there that day and says it changed his life forever. But brothers in arms like Gary Coffrin were there by his side on the front lines.
I was with him when the whole street erupted. He slid into it and we had to pull him out. It's good to see that he's still here, and it's good to see that I'm still here.
And Brian Anderson, the curator of Fireman's Hall Museum, organized the event, detailing the day moment by moment. The fire that burned over 24 hours and took 8 firefighters' lives and injured another 15. The beast of a fire, he says, took more than 600 firefighters to shut it down.
Just reminding the families that even though they sacrificed their family member, their legacy will continue to be told.
At the time of the fire, the refinery produced 180,000 barrels per day of refined petroleum products. When the new school year begins, Philadelphia's Office of School Safety will have a refurbished garage for its patrol fleet. But school leaders say it's more than just a building, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Superintendent Tony Watlington and school safety leaders cut the ribbon Tuesday on a newly renovated garage on Schuylkill Avenue. The building houses 20 patrol vehicles for school safety officers. Before the upgrades, they had less than ideal conditions in the aging red brick building, said John Mulligan, the district's deputy chief safety executive.
They never complained about the conditions that were here when they arrived, a little bit of a leaky roof. Light might have blown out.
But after $150,000 in improvements to the electrical system, lights, and bathrooms, the officers who maintain school safety have a more comfortable place to begin and end their day, says Don Anticoli, secretary treasurer of CASA 502, the union representing school safety supervisors.
You know, when you come off the street in the middle of a problem, it's nice to have a place you can de-stress, cool down, and do your work in a professional setting.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Artificial intelligence is seeping into just about every aspect of our lives. And while criminals are now using it for robocalls and other forms of scam, law enforcement are using it to their advantage as well. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
AI is a game changer for the bad guys, according to John Harabera with Transaction Network Services, who says it's doing a great job helping the robocall companies stay anonymous. And when it comes to scammers,
what you see now is you see more targeted attacks onto a consumer, looking at things such as identifying their loved ones, spoofing their voices that they took from the activity on, let's say, Facebook or Instagram, and then using that to perpetrate a fraudulent activity like asking for money to get out of bail, etc.
But he says AI has also become a great tool for protection services and law enforcement looking to crack down on those scammers and spammers.
So whether this is based on machine learning algorithms that we use to look and analyze traffic and billions of calls a day, whether it's the voice and language models that we use to look at and interdict from our fraud platforms and honeypots.
He says that gathered data now goes to a network of state attorneys general that Pennsylvania is a part of that can team up and crack down on the robocallers. The prestigious Penn Hemingway Award was established by the family of legendary author Ernest Hemingway to recognize the work of first-time novelists. KYW's Jane Metzler reports a young Philadelphia area writer is receiving the honor this year for his debut novel.
This year, the judges singled out Michael Daigler's Early Sobrieties, about a newly sober 26-year-old. Kicked out of his parents' Bucks County home, character Dennis Monk spends the next several months crashing with a series of oddball friends on the couches of row homes in South Philadelphia. Are you Dennis Monk?
Yeah, I guess Dennis Monk is sort of a literary alter ego.
Daigler, who was raised in Bucks County, says the book may have been inspired by true events, but it's not one of those addiction memoirs.
Like me, Dennis Monk is a guy who gets sober in his early 20s and sort of spends a lot of time trying to figure out like how he fits into his various relationships and friendships and you know, the world in general.
The Penn Hemingway judges called the book poignant, exquisitely honest and humorous, the Times of London even compared author Daigler to Charles Dickens.
Hopefully if people read this book, they'll have a little, you know, a little more of a sense of like what their sober friend is going through.
For Dennis Monk, that involves seeing friends and Philadelphia through new eyes, from Philly's colorful neighborhoods to feathered sequin mummers and, quote, cheesesteaks the size of dachshunds. The New York Times critic is especially fond of that phrase.
Michael Daigler picks up the Penn Hemingway and its $10,000 prize at a ceremony this fall in Boston at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.